The Nerdgasm on Talk podcast is brought to you by Spaces Philly. If you love podcasts, go to spacesphilly.com where you can check out Lulu and Pop, Both Sides, Turntables, Drunk Thoughts, Sober Tongue, and the Nerd Coalition's very own No Gimmicks Needed. Visit spacesphilly.com today. And now, feel the Nerdgasm. And welcome back to the Nerdgasm Talk podcast. I am your host, Swag on Zero, and welcome to the Pop Culture Powwow. I am here with the man with the plan, if you need him, yo Shazam, the host of the No Gimmicks Needed podcast, and the co-host of the Nerdgasm Talk podcast, Mr. A&E.
What's going on, everybody?
I hope you are feeling well. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. COVID-free, so I'm good.
Yeah, and
all other sicknesses don't matter. I mean, the weather changed. I got a little throat stuff going on. I'm just like, I can deal with this.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the weather. It's freezing one day. It's hoodie season the next day. And then it's summer the day after.
Yep. I don't get it.
I'm tired of it. But I know there's a hurricane, like, in the midst, I believe. Like, around Mississippi right now.
Bro, like, there's hurricanes everywhere.
That's true.
I mean, like, we need to do something to get this world back in shape, bro.
Man, and the best thing to do is register to vote. That's right. Register to vote. Yeah. We're not, I'm not joking. Register, please. I'm not in the mood for games. I don't want to go another 4 years.
I'm about to say my anxiety already is up, going to be up that day. So,
also, vote because I'm tired of getting text messages and phone calls.
Bro, I feel you. But however, they did text me. How to answer one of the questions. I'm like, oh, because those questions be getting me at the end.
Yes. So do pay attention to the calls, but oh my God, I am sick of that.
I know.
I'm like, I get a call. I'm thinking it's a bill collector or someone from work. He's saying, hey, did you register? Yes. Did you tell you? Yes, they all know. So we're making sure you know to register to vote as well. So please do that. All right, next, well, why did I say next? Like, okay, on our panel today, we have a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, there's not much gaming news that happened this week, because Steve broke the internet, and everyone just like, you know what, we're just going to relax this week.
Yeah, Steve broke the internet, we even got a release date.
I think the release date is next week, the 16th.
Oh, okay.
Because they showed the gameplay showcase for it. And he looks very broken. And I, of course he is. Of course he is. This guy could build his own platform in midair. So he virtually, you just can't knock him out? Okay, sure. But yes, we have a lot on the podcast. We're going to be talking about a lot of the DC release delays and changes. Some of the Marvel news, such as Doctor Strange being in Spider-Man 3. But first, let's get to the DC stuff. Black Adam has been removed from the release schedule, and all I can hear is the director in the back of my ear saying it's not coming out.
He already texted me.
What did he say?
He said, hey, yo, I'm going to say, you know, right now, I told y'all that Black Adam movie wasn't coming. Oh, by the way, how you doing?
I should text him, like, the movie is coming out. They're just taking time.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? I said, you know, you got to postpone things because of COVID. He said, I told you ain't coming. By the way, how's the baby? And then he was just like, you know, yeah, I know Batman, all of them is postponed, but he took the Black Adam off the release schedule. Oh, the baby's fine. Get on my nerves. See, yeah, that's how it was.
Wow. Of course.
I was like, no, you're not getting this victory. But you know what? I let him feel like he's on top. I let him be on top of the soapbox. The soapbox would not be that large, but I let him be on top of that soapbox.
As you always do.
I just sit back and wait.
As honestly, not surprised that it's all the release schedule, to be honest, because this movie has been planned since like 2008. I don't know. It's been a while.
The reason, people got to understand something, okay? And yes, it's all the release schedule, but I was like, but look, you got to understand, right now, you got to say, if y'all follow what The Rock has been doing, The Rock just endorsed, you know, Biden and Harris.
Yeah.
Then he just gave his release saying that, hey, XFL's coming back in 2022. My man got his own football league.
Yep, he do.
All right.
Bought it right from Vince.
Yeah. And then, you got COVID that's still going this pandemic. Everything is being, because look, they tried to come back to Hollywood. They try to go start shooting again. Look what happened. People start getting sick. You can't force something. As much as everybody wants this thing to go away, trust me, I am one of those people. I want it to go away. I want it to be done with it. It really ate up all of the year. But you have to go about it the right way. It's not going to go away, because the more you keep ignoring it, the more people are going to get sick.
Right. The only I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, if we was to do what we were supposed to do, if we was to have people that just listening, if we was to have, you know, wear the mask, social distance, stay inside the house and all that stuff for those months, and when we started getting back in July and they started opening up certain things, I'm like, if you just chill and let it plan out, let the scientists do what they're supposed to do and get their work done, then we can find a way. Then by September, which I had called, we could be out doing even so much more than what we're doing now.
Sure could.
But no, we keep pushing back, and we're the only country that keeps pushing these things back. So that's what happens. These movie schedules get pushed back, and then now if you're pushing the Batman back and you're pushing, we don't know about Wonder Woman just yet, but
yeah,
if you're pushing all those things back, obviously Black Adam got to get pushed back too.
Right.
And then so if it's all, because right now, they don't know what day right now, and probably The Rock is like, well, I got this football league going on, I got a show going on, I got other things going on, it's going to happen, because they're casting people for this movie.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're casting people for this movie, and so it's going to end up happening, but now we think I have a release date, but the movie going to happen, okay?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I will not give him that. I will put my thick ass in a Black Adam suit and make something happen, because I will not give the director this kind of credit.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Yeah. They said, because it's I'm getting this from therap.com, part of another mass change to movie releases brought to you by the upcoming COVID-19. Warner Brothers has announced Monday night that Black Adam, based on the DC comic character starring Dwayne Johnson, has been taken off schedule. It was slated to come out on December 22nd, 2021. Black Adam is now undated. It was just one of the several release date changes announced Monday night. The Batman, as well, directed by Matt Reeves, starring Robert Pattinson, went from October 2021 to October 2022. We'll get to that in a minute. Still untitled continuation of the Matrix series have moved up to moved down to April 2022 from, oh wait, I'm sorry, I'm reading this completely wrong. The Matrix moved up from April 2022 to December 2021, and then The Flash has been pushed back 5 months from June 2022 to November 4th. So, yes. And, they're making a Minecraft movie, which has been taken off schedule. So,
there you have it.
You know. So, there's a lot of schedule changes going on, as you can see. I'm not sure how to feel about us getting The Matrix earlier or at all. But, it's pretty sad. I'm really hoping this movie comes out, because from the DC fandom, it looked amazing from what they were presenting. And I'm very interested in what's about to happen in this movie. So I'm just waiting for that, you know, that trailer to come out with the release date. And then I'm going to text the director. I'm just going to take a screenshot of it and just send it to the director. And be like, we told you.
Yeah, but you're going to play it off talking about something. I just said if it would come out, I'd be happy. But I just didn't think it was.
He did say that. So
He gonna play that game. Don't worry, he gonna eat this boot.
Next on the delay schedule, we did dip into it is Robert Pattinson's the Batman movie, or should I say Matt Reeves' the Batman movie?
Yeah,
that was also announced Monday. It's going to be delayed from October 2021 to March 4th, 2022. That's not really surprising after the news of Robert Pattinson getting the COVID came out.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad, because I'm shocked that they even released a trailer of what they had, and they said they had like 25% of the movie done, and then the trailer looked really good.
It was a damn good trailer.
Yeah, it was a very good trailer to get 1/4 of the movie done. So, and now it's like, now we're going to get pushed back even further. It's sad to hear, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people really want this movie to come out. I'm definitely one of them. I really want to see this. But yeah, I don't know how you feel about it.
I am disappointed as well because the trailer looks so good, which it got me excited for the movie. Still not so as much on Viral Passion just yet, but I was hyped for everything else that was going on in the trailer to kind of like match that Joker movie that we got in 2019.
Right.
Yeah, and it just hurts me because it's just like this him getting COVID when they went back to production gave Hollywood to show that yo, it truly is not safe to do movies yet.
Yeah.
It's truly not safe to do movies yet to the point where now, ever since that happened, movie theaters have shut down. Certain movies have halted production again, and
Yep.
once again, and that's what comes of it now. And I felt as though that maybe they felt as though that they could probably try to finish it this year, or at least until the early of next year. But now, you really got to wait to see, how this stuff is going to clear up.
Yes. And I'm pretty sure, because one, it's a lot more money than they expected to spend on this right
Yeah.
now. So it's really sad to hear about that. But hopefully we'll get the movie. I mean, I'm excited for it, so we're just gonna have to wait another year for it. I personally don't mind. We've gotten enough Batman movies within the last couple years to hold us over until then.
Yeah, I get
next movie, Wonder Woman 84. That may be coming to
God, I want to see
streaming
it so bad.
service.
It may, but Patty Jenkins claimed that she put on social media that it's not going to streaming.
Yeah, she's doing
But
the Christopher Nolan right now.
yeah, I'm just saying, I'm like, look, I'm telling you right now, I want to see Wonder Woman bad. I really do. And Wonder Woman was I was more excited for Wonder Woman than I was Black Widow. Because
Yes.
I already know what I was going to get from Marvel. I know Marvel's going to give me a decent movie. I know Marvel's going to. I already seen Scarlett Johansson, do a lot with Black Widow. I just felt so it's going to be a decent movie.
Right.
But I was curious to see if Wonder Woman can capitalize, what I'm saying, on the success of the first one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will. I'm pretty sure they will because the movie looks fantastic. I am nervous about the whole fish out of water story and Trevor coming back. Was that his name? Okay. Yeah, I was nervous about that. However, I've never been a part of the comic line, so I don't know what to expect. Unlike Black Widow, where I'm like, okay, I can see where this could go.
Exactly. So that's that's the thing. I kind of just want them to be like, all right, let's put it on streaming service. Let's put it on HBO Max to complement the release of the Snyder Cut. But I truly think they want to make their money. But I don't think, because see, now with all the Regal movie theaters closing in the United States and the UK, you have now closed more locations. So that
Right.
means now you're going to have less locations when the movies open back up. Because now, right now, it's like AMC is the only one that's holding on.
Yep.
And you don't even know how long that's holding on, but you can try to find a way to make some kind of money back.
Right.
At least from trying to put on streaming a little bit.
Right, yeah. And that's the
And
safest way to go at this point.
it's the safer way to go because it's not like, okay, election time comes up and say if we do elect somebody new that, okay, well, the virus is done. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of time.
It's still gonna take a lot of time. Like they talk about like for an actual read and research on a vaccine next spring. So
Oh my God.
we still got time to deal with this. And that's until we get through the winter time, and that's just how it is. And even if the president who we have now gets back in office, it's gonna be even longer.
Yeah.
It's gonna be even longer.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It really is a lot. I think right now you probably need to be like, okay, we're Warner Brothers. Like, I can understand if Lionsgate don't want to do this, but
Right.
when you're Warner Brothers or Disney and you have those behind your name, it can be like, let's just put this out,
Right.
see what kind of money so we can get from the streaming services with it, and try to make some money that way because we will always bounce back.
Yeah. And the streaming services are genius. I don't like a lot of people are against them, and I understand why, but streaming services are a blessing in disguise. It really is because you get all this content for the comfort of your own home, and the excitement of getting something new out the bat, because we're tired of watching the same old things. Yes, I love watching Office. I watch it too much, but eventually I am going to get tired of it. So it does bring that freshness. It's like, okay, at least something else is coming when uh-huh. we have a new movie release. So I hope it comes out on HBO Max or just streaming, period.
Yeah.
Because one, I'm just ready for this movie, you know.
I'm really ready for the movie. Where's good or bad? I'm really excited just to see it and yeah. to check it out, because I want to see a DC movie. Like I said, the last one I seen this year was the Harley Quinn movie, which was, like, to me, it wasn't bad, but still, it wasn't the one I was looking for.
Right. I forgot all about that movie.
Yeah, but it came out February this year.
Yeah. I forgot all about that movie. I should, you know, give it a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
But the last one on the DC list is the Green Lantern series gets greenlit at HBO Max, which we all knew was going to happen. However, they're going to have a multitude of lanterns in this show. So that means Guy Gardner, Jessica yeah. Cruz, Simon Baz, and Alan Scott are going to be in the show. Excuse me, as well as Hal Jordan, and I am blanking out on the other.
You name. Better not break out one of the I best am Green Lantern.
Blanking out. Oh my God,
John Stewart.
John Stewart. oh my
no. Drink some water, man. Oh, John Stewart.
Now the series will include.
I remember Simon Baz, but not John.
I'm reading the names, and they do uh-huh. not have Hal Jordan and John Stewart on here.
Oh, I'm about to say, don't forget twice.
They said including. So, uh-huh. But it also has Sinestro and Kilowog, and they will be introduced as new heroes in the Green Lantern Corps. So I'm assuming they're going to just completely reboot it, just do like an origin story for it.
Are they going to put Q-Flo's favorite lantern in there?
I did not see Kyle Rayner's name.
Good.
I do not see his name. Wow.
Even though I'm not a big fan of Guy Grunner neither, so.
Why Simon Bass? That's where I... The he, to me, is the worst lantern known to man.
I'm about to say, hey, if you want somebody to play Simon Bass, hey, comment. We need you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Love.
So yes, they ordered 10 one-hour episodes. The series would be co-written and executive produced by Seth Graham Smith and Mark Guggenheim, serving as showrunners. So I ain't got nothing to say about it, to be honest.
When is this supposed to release? Do you know?
They do not have a date. So okay. If they're starting writing, I'm assuming that they're starting to write for this series now, because yeah. at first it was supposed to be a movie, like a buddy cop movie.
Uh-huh.
But now it looks like it's just going to be a series. And, you know, usually when they order a series, they write the pilot first. And then yeah. once it gets greenlit, they keep on going. So it's going to be written like around this time. It's going to be written. So it's probably going to take some time before they actually start shooting. So hopefully by then the beer bug is gone and we can get back in motion for it.
Hopefully.
So I really hope it does that. Now, you did touch on this, going away from DC. You did touch on this, and I forgot all about it. It was Regal's suspending operations in all U.S. locations. The second largest cinema chain in U.S. is closing all of its locations nationwide after reopening in August, escalating the pandemic-driven crisis facing the entertainment industry. It's pretty sad to hear. Pretty sad to hear. And Regal was our go-to theater as well.
Yeah, and me and my wife been driving up there recently, and we've been seeing it open, but once again, things like, it's not a full park. It'd be like four cars out there.
Mm. So
it
barely
it could be. It's the same, which, you know, it wasn't much people out there. But once again, what people not understanding was, you open up a movie theater, that's fine. But if these studios ain't gonna release no blockbusters,
right?
Then nobody's gonna go see anything, because yeah. everybody wants to see what the blockbusters are, and everybody knows that. Well, if they release these blockbusters, it's gonna be super duper crowded, because everybody wants to see them. Nobody's gonna want to go.
Right.
And once again, look, I can't get mad at the theaters trying to open up to make money, because right now we're in a spot that none of these businesses are getting any money. Nobody's getting no stimulus check. Everybody is desperate to try to survive this thing because nobody's there. But after Tenet only made, was it $22 million? And they said, man, this is not a good sign to release no blockbusters right now. That is the reason why there's no Black Widow, and that's the reason why that there is no Wonder Woman or any blockbuster like that, because they don't want to fall in that category like Tenet did and not make no money.
Because that was a sad case. That
Yeah.
was a really sad case for that movie just to flop the way it did. And Christopher Nolan was so adamant about keeping this movie in theaters. So
Yeah.
it is a shame. I do want to see it, but it's like I'm not ready to risk it.
Oh yeah, I do want to see it, but it ain't gonna be in no theater. Just not yet.
Now, this also brings up the question, is AMC going to close? Because AMC, I believe, is an independent company, I believe.
It could be, I'm not really sure.
Because I think Regal was a part of Cinemax, or it's a bigger company that owns Regal.
Yeah.
But I think AMC is independent, so they're a little bit smaller and they have a lot more to risk. And we already knew that coming up when they nearly went bankrupt and companies wanted to buy them. So it was definitely troublesome. Actually, I'm not even gonna lie, I bought stocks when I heard that Amazon was may buy it, because I was like, okay, if so, let me get a good little payday. But I'm nervous about AMC. Now, I really hope this isn't the end of movie theaters as a whole.
No, it honestly, it really depends on how much we can get control of this. It really is going to depend on how we can get in control of this. And honestly, we're probably not going to be headed in that direction of getting in any kind of control until the spring of next year. And what I mean by that is because one, to get to curve it, you have to go on lockdown again. And people just don't want to do that. And I get it. You don't want to do that, but I understand that we got to find a way to get, because once you go on lockdown again, nobody works again. There are things that's open right now that when the pandemic was like just in its early form a couple months ago, wasn't even dare open at all. Like me and my wife went to Fingers, Wings, and other things tonight. I know that wasn't open.
I didn't even know that store was open.
So you know there are certain things and certain stores that we go to, like those ain't essential. Those, you know, you're not allowed to go in there. So, and they're open anyway because people got to make some kind of money. You know what I'm saying? People got to find a way to make some kind of money. And it's very depressing. It's very sad. And like I said, I hope AMC tries to hold out. But if that's the case, if they can't bounce back from it, this may be the end of the movie theater era, which will break my heart. But the one thing that's going on right now is they're still driving movie theaters. But there have but driving movie theaters are not as popular as movie theaters once were. So you guys gotta go out a little bit and drive into these areas to go and try to you know, see a drive-in movie. So, but that's
Now,
either here or there.
I know a lot of people are liking drive-in movie theaters now because of the whole pandemic going on, and they're more open to going. So that
Do
is a
you know
good
the
thing.
last driving movie I've been to?
I've never been to one, but what was the last one?
When we went to go see, me and my friends went to go see Armageddon. Bruce Willis,
Okay,
Ben
yep. All
Affleck,
right.
Mark Clark Duncan,
That
1999.
Wow. Wow.
Yep, that was the last time we went to go see, and it was a double feature with something else. I forgot what the first movie was, but the second feature was Armageddon.
All I know, my uncle was telling me about driving movie theaters. Like, you gotta try this one. Baby Driver came out. He's like, trust me, you want to go see that movie? I was like, all right. But I've never been to a drive-in theater ever, and I always wanted to experience it. So maybe this is the right time for drive-in theaters to make a comeback. It may be a lot. It'll probably be a lot cheaper too.
It can be.
Yeah, a lot cheaper, because all you're really paying for is the movie and the food. You ain't got to worry about seats. You ain't really got to worry about employees. Well, not too much, but so it will be a hit, but you know, you'll still sustain a good amount in that industry.
Gotcha.
So on to the Marvel news. This Marvel check isn't looking good. We're gonna start off with the thing I'm worried about, and that's the MODOK series. Because what in the world is going on? Now, they release a couple stills from the new MODOK series that's gonna be on Hulu. Now, I did hear about this show. This was also announced at the time where Marvel was just like, "Yeah, we're making a show of this, we're making a show of that, making a show of that." And I'm just like, "Look, at this point, I just need to see the trailer to believe it, because y'all just saying anything right now." And now I'm getting still shots of it, and I'm like, "Okay, so what? Is this supposed to be a satire or a comedy or like, 'cause pretty much the characters look like they are in Robot Chicken."
Yeah, I'm looking at some stills, the stills now, and I'm like,
You're
okay.
speechless. Yeah, I'm sure you're speechless.
First of all, I want to know who in the hell told somebody that MODOK was this good.
I want to know who sold MODOK to make a series to Disney, because whoever it is, I need them on my team.
Because I'm about to say, because MODOK is not interesting. He is probably one of the least interesting villains that Marvel got. And now, I once again, combo purists may come at me for this, but this is just my opinion. I was never into MODOK. Even when the Avengers game came out, I was like, "What? MODOK?"
Yeah, everyone, we was like, you got Annihilus, you got like, there's so many. You got Krang, I mean, I'm sorry, Kang. There's so many, like, there's so many
Hell,
Marvel villains you could have
you could
went
even do Norman Osborn and Secret Avengers. You could do so much
with.
other crap that would just been good. But no, y'all got this crap, and y'all got a TV series, which I'm looking right at. I'm like, this is definitely Robot Chicken.
It's without a doubt.
It looks terrible to me. It looks terrible. And I'm like, so you know what it could be though? It could
What?
be like a Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh God, that would be worse.
It could be like a Space Ghost Coast to Coast
That would
where
be so much worse.
they are making fun of each other, and it could be like a breaking the fourth wall kind of thing.
But why would
I'm guessing.
MODOK?
I
Like,
don't know.
because there's so many other villains. Like, that could work better with Deadpool. That could, like,
Yeah.
now, how you cancel the Deadpool series? You know what? Now I'm fired up. You canceled the Deadpool series that Donald Glover was going to make, and now you have this? That's why I want to know who sold this to Marvel.
I don't know, because it's coming out on Hulu. And I'm like, people like Hulu, but I'm like, I'm Netflix and Disney Plus right now,
Yeah,
so.
well, I mean, Disney owns Hulu, so, well, they own a good
Oh,
portion of Hulu, so
yeah.
it's no doubt in my mind that I'm still baffled. I'm still baffled. Now, if you had to make a series of a villain, what would it be, of any Marvel villain?
Of any more, the Purple Man.
Okay, yeah, you know what? I like that. I really liked him in
Still
Jessica
great.
Jones, yeah.
Yeah,
So.
I would say when you make a series about a villain, it can't be somebody that's like, I don't want to watch a Thanos. I don't want to watch a Galactus. I don't want to watch the Celestials. I don't want to see these big time bads that
Right.
it's hard to beat. I want to see how these ground level villains got to where they were.
Right.
I want to see like the ground level villains snap and things like that. That's why I think something like a Purple Man series would kind of be beneficial. You can even do a Carnage series for Spider-Man.
Right.
A lot of people, you got to teach people about who Carnage is.
Yeah.
You can even do if you want to go political, you can even go do Senator Kelly and stuff with the X-Men.
Yep.
There's so many possibilities that you a Doctor Doom, even though he's a powerful villain. I mean, still,
I would love a Doctor Doom series.
yeah. But I don't quite care about MODOK. At least not me.
Right. And Dr. Doom would be much more interesting because he is like he fights for his people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no, I'm thinking of Magneto. But no, Dr. Doom would be almost the same way. Because honestly, I would argue Dr. Doom is the most powerful villain in the MC or in Marvel, period.
Oh yeah, I
When it
mean,
comes
yeah,
to
you can
like
put.
stature, like when it comes to like presence, Dr. Doom is literally the most like threatening out of all, everyone.
Thunder, yeah, I mean, but if I sit down and really think about it, you know what I'm saying? I could probably think of some, you know what I'm saying?
We
I
can
can
think
use
of
the
a
time.
lot more. We can think of a lot
Yeah.
more. I would rather have an Electro series than to have a MODOK series. But
Oh, don't worry, he had to do Spider-Man 3.
yeah. Unfortunately. Now, speaking of Spider-Man 3, we might as well hop on that train. Doctor Strange is going to be in Spider-Man 3.
I was trying to give you a swag wave, but you just kind of casually just took it over to Spider-Man 3.
That's because I'm more confused at what the game plan is
You know,
than
I
anything.
honestly, I don't like. Here's the thing. Now I'm starting to get a little upset by it.
Right.
And this is what I mean by that. Because was it cool to have Tony Stark in the first Spider-Man because it's the MCU Spider-Man? Cool. I'm cool with that. Right? Because he's starting out, and it's like, okay, he gets his father figure to help him out because there's no Uncle Ben, blah 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 blah.
Right.
I'm not mad at Tony Stark in it. He had enough time. But then when we get to Far From Home, he still needed some kind of assistance. But then it took him his Peter Parker sense to figure out what was going on with Mysterio. Correct?
Right.
I don't know why Doctor Strange has to be in this third movie.
The only thing I can think of is they're doing that multiverse thing. That's the only thing I can think of. And
Well, if they do,
this could also be a setup movie for Multiverse of Madness.
but I don't want Spider-Man to be to be that setup.
Right,
Let
yeah.
WandaVision be that setup.
Especially if this is quote unquote the last Spider-Man movie in the MCU.
Yeah, and I didn't say you're trying to do it because you never know. There's rumors that they probably want to call back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Right.
And hell, even Miles Morales. But I'm
Right.
just saying. But with that being said, it's like they kind of already did a Spider-Verse movie, and
Yeah.
then they're going to do another Spider-Verse movie into the Spider-Verse 2. So I don't need this Spider-Man 3 to be a
A live
Spider-Verse movie.
action, yeah. Now, I
You
remember
know
they had an interview with the head of Sony's Marvel,
what I mean? Yeah.
and she said, yes, we do plan to do a live action Spider-Verse movie. And of course, the back of my head, now, when the first Spider-Verse was announced, I was a little nervous because I'm like, Miles isn't fleshed out as a character yet.
Yeah.
And you need to flesh him out as a character before you throw in the Spider-Verse. However, they pulled it off extremely well. I ate my words, and I think it's the best Spider-Man movie that we have. However, with
Yes.
this, I feel like now this is feeling forced. Now I feel like this is pandering.
Yeah,
It was more like,
a
see,
little
it
bit.
did work. Okay, let's do it again.
It
And
did, 'cause it I just don't necessarily agree with that move.
right. And then you also had the conflicting universes with Spider-Man. You know, with the Venomverse now that's going
Yeah.
on. We don't know what's happening with gosh, what's the vampire name? Morbius.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on because we see Michael Keaton, but we see a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man in the background. So it's I'm Sony is playing a game that where we're all lost on.
Look, we're all lost on, and I have to have confidence that in the end it'll turn out to be great. But
Right.
this is the scary thing about it being great. But with things that come when things are great comes being spoiled.
Right.
And then what I mean by spoiled, I don't mean like spoiler alert. I mean like you're spoiled to the point that now the problem that Marvel's going to run into is that there's no heroes that can stand on their own anymore.
Right.
Everybody got to be with this team, with this, with this, with this. I'm like, no, because that takes away from like kind of like how DC's doing it now. Like we're doing all these standalone movies, so these characters can stand on their own. Then they can team for a little Justice League movie, but then they got to stand on their own.
Right. And it makes
They
it feel
got to.
like it makes me feel like there's no threat that that one hero can't handle.
Exactly.
It's like the Avengers had to team up for a reason. Not one, exactly. Not one villain could beat, you know, not one hero can beat Thanos.
Exactly. So
it's, and now it's like, now we always have to jump someone. Is that how we're going to go with everything? So it's definitely, it's weird. Now, do you feel like he's going to have a role like he did in Thor Ragnarok, where he played a very small role?
I think he's probably going to be the role of this multiverse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I truly think it's going to be.
Now, this movie is supposed to come out before or after the multiverse movie?
I'm
not
sure
if it's before or after the second Doctor Strange.
Actually, I think I don't know when is the that one scheduled to come out, that Spider-Man 3?
I have no idea. I think the date is still TBD.
Oh, okay. Because
of everything going on right now.
Yeah, so, no, I don't know it.
And then we also got the news of Electro being in the movie, being played by Jamie Foxx. And it's like, Lovely. Is this, like, which Electro is this? So it's confusing.
It is. I mean, I think they'll build something good, but right now, you know, the process of it, to try to figure it all out, it is kind of, it's confusing.
Right. Now, I personally still, my pitch for the third Spider-Man film, I feel like it would be a chance to introduce characters, but also keep it a Spider-Man film, where we have we have the Punisher going after him, after, quote unquote, you know, Rey Mysterio saying, yeah, he killed all these people. And then,
wait, Rey Mysterio or Mysterio?
I'm sorry, Mysterio.
Yes.
Thank you for catching that. For having Mysterio saying, yeah, he killed all these people. So you also have homage to the comic books for when the Punisher first appeared in the Spider-Man issue, where he's going after Spider-Man because he felt like he did something wrong. That would be a great way to bring John Berthal in for his Punisher. And then if you have, like, you could have, like, a court scene where you could bring in She-Hulk and
Matt Murdock.
Yeah. So it's like you could add a combination of all these characters with still making it a Spider-Man film to the core. But now we're adding a multi-powerful hero, a multi-dimensional hero to the scene, to a more grounded superhero. It kind of takes away, it feels like I'm gonna watch Endgame again, and I don't want that in the Spider-Man film.
That's what's happening with a lot of the Marvel heroes. They keep the team up thing, so then now you had the fans asking, well, if this big of a threat, why don't they just call? And you don't want it to happen, but that's what does happen.
Right. Now, I did have that issue previously with the Marvel films. Like, I feel like, you know, Captain America should have been a part of Iron Man 3 because he's fighting a terrorist that's threatening America. So I'm like, well, why was Cap not around at this time? So you do have those questions, whereas, like, none of these are feeling grounded. Whereas Spider-Man Homecoming felt grounded. Where it's like, okay, this happened in, like, a neighborhood, and it's not a worldwide catastrophe.
So,
How did you feel about any last information about, like, any last feelings about this?
I know it's going to be good, but however, it still disappoints me that Spider-Man can't, like, stay on his own.
Yeah.
I think that's what bothers me the most.
Right. And I like Far From Home. I like Far From Home a lot. I like Homecoming a lot. It's just, like, it kind of takes away.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes away from what he is and what he stands for. So, we'll see what happens when we get a trailer or something, or hopefully we'll see what happens. Next on the news, Pixar's Soul is now going to Disney Plus, is skipping the movie theaters to go in Disney Plus. This was kind of expected. I'm not even going to lie. This was very expected. And it will launch on there, it looks like December 25th, so Christmas Day.
What is this going to come out November? Oh,
Now,
This thing come out in November. Now I gotta wait an extra month again
yeah,
for this thing to come out.
it's
Okay.
well, like it's nothing I can say. Yeah, it's sad that this is going to do. Now, I'm sure they're going to do the same thing with Mulan, where you have to pay for it. You have to have the premium to buy it, and you could keep it. Which now for this movie, I don't mind. I don't mind paying for this movie.
I don't because I what's the deal with going on with Mulan? Because a lot of people have been unhappy recently.
Oh man,
They said they got a smaller price for non-subscribers.
yes, I think so. I didn't dig deep too into it because it's like one, I don't care about the movie anymore after hearing all the controversies going on. Like they went with the core Mulan story, but it was like they added a lot to the movie where it was like, okay, this didn't need to be added. Like they added Mulan's sister in it, and she was in it for like two scenes.
Oh
They
God.
yeah, it was weird. They had a relationship between her and a witch, and it was like an odd type of relationship that they had. So
And
they like they said, the movie was a mess. The movie was a complete
on top of
mess.
all that, we don't get no Mushu.
Yeah.
What's going
Yeah, I
on?
expected that because there's no Mushu in the traditional movie. But that's what happens when you Disney-fy a movie and then try to make the traditional one. But yes, Soul is coming to Disney Plus, and I'm actually excited for this because I do want to see this movie. It was initially supposed to release in June, later postponed to November because of the COVID, but now it looks like it's just going to stay here on Disney Plus on December 25th. And with this slot, they decided, I know Universal decided to push forward the movie, the Croods sequel for it. So
Okay.
it's definitely sad. It's definitely sad. Now, unlike Mulan, the release on Disney Plus for an extra $30, Soul will be available on Disney Plus at no extra cost to a streaming service. So that's the article I'm reading on Variety.com. So it looks like we get it absolutely for free,
All right. Thank you.
which is even
Thank
better,
you.
even
You
better.
know, let the black people breathe a little bit, man.
Man, facts. Isn't Martin supposed to be in this movie?
Like Lawrence,
Yeah, was it Martin? Who's playing the main character?
I know Jamie Foxx is in this movie.
Jamie Foxx. Yeah, I'm excited to see this. I do want to see. Look, I'm happy that we finally get a Pixar movie for us. Sadly, like we never like we do get deaths in Pixar movies, but dad, we got it right off the bat. It's like, yeah, we ain't wasting no time. So I know you're excited for this movie. How are you feeling about the release of it coming to Disney Plus?
I mean, I'm happy for it, but I was kind of hoping it will be released on the day it's supposed to come out of theaters, which is November 20th, I believe it was.
Yes.
So, it coming out Christmas days, because I know come Christmas Day, I won't be able to watch this. Because either my daughter's going to be on the baby channel, my son going to be on some kind of Fortnite, or we're going to be doing what black folks usually do, traditional Christmas movies on that day. So, I know it'll probably be like the next day that I'll probably like finally get to it and stuff like that. So it's like and just here in December, like this year is it, this has been one of the fastest and slowest at the same time years.
Yes, it has.
2020 has gone by so fast, but it has taken so long, and we're only in October and we got to December, which is going to come quick, but it's going to be a
Take its
drag
time.
to get there.
I still think COVID started yesterday. Like
Bruh.
I look back, I'm like, no, that was in March. Gosh, it's October.
People forgot January and February existed this year.
Yes, I still forget we saw Bad Boys.
Exactly. And Sonic.
Sonic was this year. My. Oh my.
Sonic was this year. So, and like I said, so was Birds of Prey. That was all in the beginning of the year.
This is something.
It's something. We it was just the other day we were sitting there making fun of Tyler Perry's
Was that this year too?
That was this year, February.
Yeah, this has been a long. This has been a
It's been so
long. Yeah.
long, but yet it's been so fast.
Yes. Oh, man. Hopefully
Fall
we.
from grace.
Yeah, that should be the title of the year.
I was just telling y'all about that Messiah series. That was in January this year.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. But man, that yeah, this year is something. Either or, I'm very excited for this movie. Hopefully we get our sneak peek at the next Pixar movie soon. I'm not sure what it, I think we got a trailer for it earlier this year. I'm not sure. I totally forget everything that's happening here. But yes, I'm excited to see Soul. Now, on to the gaming news. This is your time to shine because Mortal Kombat got some DLC. We are getting the Ultimate Edition of Mortal Kombat 11. Now, I know you're excited for it. We saw your reaction on the channel. If you haven't, go to the Nerd Coalition Studios channel and check it out. But it's safe to say you're huge. You're very excited.
Yes, I am. I am very excited because I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. So anytime Mortal Kombat gets some new content, I'm right there with it.
Yep. Now, tell us about the characters that are coming to this game.
So we're getting Combat Pack 2, and in this Combat Pack, we're getting Rain, who was a DLC in Mortal Kombat 9, and then a lot of people were upset that he was not in Mortal Kombat X as playable. He was in the story, a big part of the story, but wasn't playable. And he was like, really? And now he's back in the DLC again. So Ed Boon broke his rule of never having DLC twice. So that gives me hope. Please bring back the Ninja Turtles for Injustice 3. But
Yeah.
that's either here or there. But that's just something that if you break that rule, please bring back Ninja Turtles. I need the fans to get really loud about that. But also, we're getting Melina, which means this is the first time in a Mortal Kombat game, that's including Trilogy, if you don't count Chameleon, that we're getting all the female ninjas.
Oh, wow.
So we're getting we got Katana, Melina now, Jade, and Scarlet.
Oh, I
So
did not know that.
those are all the women ninjas in the game. And Ed Boon had posted a tease of the Mortal Kombat ninjas doing the Bohemian Rhapsody cover art. And the thing was, everybody was just like, wait a minute, Scorpion, Sub-Zero's already in there. Is it Reptile or Aramak? But what people don't understand is that there's more male ninjas,
Right.
but there's only four female ninjas.
Right.
So that was the hint. So the red, purple, green, and blue, that's what, is coming to the game. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So Melina, that was a hint for Melina coming back into the game. And then we got a guest character by the name of John Rambo from First Blood, which is they got the likeness and the voice of Sly Stone.
Yes, he did. And
and
oh, it's
he's
definitely the
in it.
likeness.
And then now there's mixed feelings about Rambo on the internet, but I'll get into that when you get part into that part. But I just introduced the characters for you.
Yeah. Oh, that was it. Okay, I was like, I don't
Yeah.
mind you continuing because this you're more the Mortal Kombat guy than I am,
Oh, yeah, well, there
and I
was
didn't get the chance to hear the negative because one, I'm not
like,
a huge Mortal Kombat fan, so I don't know the fan base.
but NRS does have this thing where a lot of the fans, the reason why some people don't play NRS games or they fall out of them is because they are heavy on zoning. And a lot of
Yes,
people,
yes.
a lot of people who play fighting games are not a fan of zoning at all. Because I'll just be real with you. Zoning is cheap. Zoning is annoying. And there are people that just don't play the game right, and they just don't like getting stuck in zoning. And I understand it because it's like zoning is one of the things that require no skill.
Yeah.
You can keep doing this and keep doing it, and to the point where, and I'm like, I'm a skilled player, bro. Come meet me. It's kind of like somebody who is a skilled fighter and you know somebody talking all this shit, and they got a gun in their hand. Of course, the gun going to win.
Right.
The gun is going to win, but yesterday I'm like, you come with me hand to hand, you better get the, you better get the hands on you. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't like the zoning. So then what happened is that with the guest characters, there was a lot of gun characters that required zoning, which was the T-800, which the Terminator, who's a little bit slow and clunky, who has a gun, which can be a little bit of a zone. RoboCop, obviously more of a zoner than anything else. Mm-hmm. But however, if you know how to use him right, he's pretty good. He's another gun character. So when they seen Rambo, they was like, oh my God, it's another gun character.
Okay, I understand.
So they tweeted Ed Boon. Ed Boon says, he says he's just going to be using his guns. And he tweeted back, no, Rambo's smarter than that.
Okay.
So Rambo, honestly, when I seen Rambo, I was like, y'all, Rambo is not only has a rifle, he's archer, and he does have a knife and does combat. Has anybody seen any of the Rambo movies?
Of course not.
I'm like, has anybody seen First Blood? I'm like, yes, Rambo is an archer, and Rambo uses guns, he uses a knife. Rambo's going to fight more like a trap character. But when it comes to me, that still don't bother me too much like it bothers anybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm not a competitive player.
Right.
I could be a huge fan of Mortal Kombat, love the series, love it to death, but I'm not on Sonic Fox's level. I'm not a competitive player. So when it comes to the frames and the zoning, and when it comes to the trapping and the 50-50 and the footsies and all that other stuff like that, yes, I understand what those terms mean, but that's just not the way I play the game.
Right.
I play it for fun. I play it with my friends. I end up becoming good at it for my level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, if I want to play somebody who played in the pros, I can hang with them for a little bit, but it's not like I'm going to go out here and win the $40,000 pro championship. I don't sign up for anything like that. I just enjoy having fun with the game. And when that's the case, the content wins that for me.
Right.
And Ed Boon gives us another round. They give us stuff that no other fighting game rarely will give us. Mm-hmm. And they give us characters that it's like, oh my God, well, let's see what they look like in a fighting game, but it fits the norm. You're not going to get the full scope of what Negan can do in Tekken. You're just not.
Right.
You're not going to get the full scope of, let's say, I'm trying to go other kind of guest characters. You're not going to get the full scope. Like Street Fighter, they put in guest characters from other Capcom games.
Right, and that makes sense.
That makes sense for them. And Smash Brothers is like, okay, we already know this is a celebration of all kinds of games, but I'm just like, what's the real extent you're going to get from Ryu and Smash Brothers opposed to Ryu and Street Fighter?
Right.
You're not going to get the same thing. So it's like, when you sit there and think of it, like, man, Rambo, RoboCop and Terminator, all these kind of games, because they kill and they're brutal. I'm like, if you watch their movies from the 80s, then yeah, mm-hmm. that's what and Spawn. Everybody could talk about Spawn, and then I heard everybody saying, well, I really wanted to be Ash Williams. Like, look, bro, if they can't get the license for Ash Williams, that's not their fault. But however, I do believe Ed Boon goes in patterns. I do believe that we are going to get one more combat pack. Mm-hmm. And I do believe, in my heart of hearts, we're going to get two more combat characters and one more guest character. And the guest character is going to go between one of these three people, in my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. It's either going to be Ash Williams, because you got to go, if he's doing the 80s action stars, then it's like, I either see it being Ash Williams, Indiana Jones, or Xena Warrior Princess.
I would not like to see Indiana Jones in this type of game.
but if you think about it, have you seen Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah.
They're very violent.
Yeah, they are.
If he wants to put... Now, I understand, but it's like, you kind of got a clash here, because Indiana Jones is kind of like Aaron Black. So,
and now Indiana Jones is Disney's.
Is Disney so
harder?
Which, however, I think Indiana Jones could work better in Injustice.
Yeah, I agree. Because we made that wish list, which
exactly opposed to
Level Up.
Exactly, which I think is cool. But You know, say I understand the criticism. I respect the criticism, but me personally, I'm ex it's come on, y'all. It's like maybe you know, this is payback for everybody who heard that I didn't like Steve and Smash Brothers. But I'm like, you know, I'm just like, but guys, look here. It's actually Sly Stone. It's actually Rambo in this game with the lightness. Like, you got to give NRS credit. They put their ass into these guest characters.
Look, Mortal Kombat is the highest budget fighting game we're ever going to get. I think,
Yeah.
like, period. And NRS Studios' budget is insane. And the amount of work they put in it, including the story mode, the characters, they should be applauded for it. If we get a, if we
Exactly.
get the character you like or not, they should be applauded for it.
And I think because people, you know, I really think now it took me a minute, but I think Mortal Kombat 11 won me over opposed to Mortal Kombat X because that was my number one ranked game. And I said, if they had that gameplay as they did in Mortal Kombat X, but then once again, I'm sitting there thinking like it kind of hit me when I was playing Power Rangers. And I was just like, you know, everybody wants all these fighting games to play the same. And they're not supposed to.
Right.
And Mortal Kombat X is not Marvel versus Capcom.
Right.
They sped it up to try something different. And yeah, did you enjoy it? Absolutely. But that's just not the way Mortal Kombat ever used to play.
Right.
It's like if I play Tekken and it plays like Street Fighter, then I'm not into that Tekken game anymore because that's
Yeah.
not Tekken to me.
Right.
But that once again, it's not me. So when Mortal Kombat 11 went back to how it was in Mortal Kombat Two, I felt the only that, to be honest with you, the one thing I really do miss about Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat ever is the run button. I want that back in the worst
Man,
way.
I ain't gonna lie. I
Okay.
like the gameplay in X more than I do in 11
Yeah.
because of the, like you said, the swiftness of everything.
Yeah. Everything is fast, and then the combo things in there is just insane. But
Right.
I can understand why he did it the way he did it in this game.
Right.
And just the way they presented the characters in this game, it's just phenomenal. I've enjoyed all these combat packs. I've enjoyed Nightwolf coming back. I've enjoyed the actual Enwa Tagawa, who actually plays Shang Tsung in the movie, is in the actual game
Yeah.
with actual story. They actually brought back Fujin, who has not been seen since Mortal Kombat 4, and has not, you know, mattered since Armageddon. He didn't matter in Armageddon, to be honest with you. You know, he they brought back Shiva. I never thought I would see Terminator in a fighting game, ever. Seriously, I never thought I'd see Terminator in a fighting game. I don't know how they did it, but they made the Joker so much better in this game than they did in Justice 2.
Probably because of
And
the
I love
freedom of the
it.
violence.
Is that and then I and Joker was just like, hey, he's the most violent DC character. Fuck it. Why not just have him in here try to kill people?
Right.
That's what he do. And I just think that, you know, the people that are upset of Rambo, you can be upset. That's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong for not liking them putting Rambo in there. But me personally, I'm happy for Rambo. I'm happy to see Melina, even though I'm gonna say this, that I really think that they forced Ed Boon to do that, because I truly don't think Malia was going to be in this game.
Right.
But the fan base so hard for me. The way the fan base was for Malina, I was just like, "Damn, y'all really love this girl."
Yeah,
Like,
I better see everyone play as her. Just like the way y'all was asking for Roshi,
yep.
y'all better play as her.
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, you used to like Malina in Mortal Kombat X." I'm like,
Yeah.
That's cool, and I'm like, I'm glad we got all the women ninjas in the game, but it's like I wasn't pressed for Melina.
Right. I didn't care. I was like, look, I've never been a huge Mortal Kombat fan, so I'll take what I can get. I'll find a character. If I like his style, then I'll play as him.
I you know I agree, and same thing with Rain. I'm like, okay, Rain is cool, and I'm glad to see, because in my personal opinion, Rain probably wasn't going to make this game because Rain should have been in Mortal Kombat X, to be
Right.
honest with you, as a regular character. But since they're bringing him back in this game, okay, it's cool because now everybody's like, well, we want to see Aramag and we want to see Reptile. I'm like, You gotta understand something. Certain every game is not going to have everybody unless like it's trilogy,
Right.
you know. And there's going to be some people that's going to be left out. And I think what if they do decide to make a Mortal Kombat 12, all these characters y'all seeing here right now are not going to be there.
Yeah.
This is an end of an era here. This is his trilogy right here. This is why they're putting so much effort and things into this. So I'm happy for it. I'm glad that the PS5 got the extension for it. I want to get it for the PS5. I know it has the reduced load times and everything like that, but it's going to be a digital update. And then if you want to get the physical, it's that's going to be in January.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a digital update, which I plan on updating because I doubt that I'm going to have my PS5 by the time this comes out because I didn't put on my reserve yet.
Yeah. It's
So,
gonna be hard.
so
Like
as I
you
said,
said again.
I PS4, I want to update on there and stuff like that. And I'm going to enjoy, you know, the celebration of the game, you know, that he has. Because I'm just like, I ain't think none could top them in Justice 2 guest characters, but I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Hopefully,
I'm excited for Injustice 3 guest characters.
I am. I would say that's why one day I look for another one. I'm like, he's going to put the fan service people in there, of course. Okay, y'all know that he's going to put the fan. He's going to put the people with fan service in there. And honestly, when it comes to if they do another combat pack, the only characters I really want to see, I don't need to see Reptile. I don't need to see Aramak. I would like to see Takeda because I really fell in love with him in Mortal Kombat
Yeah,
8.
I like Takeda a lot.
Yeah, I want to see him and I want to see some of the cyborgs because I like Sector and I like the cyborgs.
Right.
And if y'all want to give me another guest character, then let it be Ash Williams if they can get him. If they can't, I understand that. It ain't like he's purposely saying, fuck y'all.
Right.
If
I
Bruce
would,
Campbell
yeah.
is not letting him get the likeness or he just can't do it, then he just can't do it.
Yeah. I would love the Xena the Princess Warrior. I would love that. Only because I watched Spartacus and I just love that actress. So if they could get her in it, I am down.
As a novice, how do you feel about it?
I'm cool with it. I'll accept any guest character you got. Now, I will ask questions if I don't understand it, because that's what I would do. If we don't understand it, I'd rather know why, aka Steve. But yeah, give people some slack. If y'all were excited about Steve but don't understand Rambo, I think that's totally insane. I think that is totally insane. You are crazy. Rambo
I'm not gonna
fits this.
it Rambo does fit Mortal Kombat. It I'm not Steve fits Smash Brothers too.
Right. I
See, it,
can't say he doesn't. I can't say he does. Everyone fits Smash, honestly.
here's the thing. Okay, look, let's be fair. Min Min came out what in June of this year, right?
Right.
So June to July, July to August, August to September, September October. That's 4 months later. We didn't hear nothing from Smash Brothers
Right.
at all. So then when God, what's his name? You know, the head of that department, Sakurai.
Yeah.
When he gives us hints about Crash Bandicoot, which he gave us different hints. The Crash Bandicoot game was just about to come out for Crash Bandicoot 4.
Yeah, it's
And then
about
he
time. He's going to say it's about
it's
time.
about time. And I'm like, so if you're hinting at that, right? And it's like, if that's not the character you're hinting at, it got to be better. That's the difference between Steve and Rambo because Ed Boon could be hitting at a character, and if he don't give you the character that you want, he gives you a better character. Like for instance, everybody was like the final DLC for Injustice 2 was going to be Rosesh from Watchmen, right? And he actually kind of hinted at that.
Right.
Then in the commercial, you see this figure walking up with the hat and everything. Everybody's like, Rosesh! But it's the fucking Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Nobody was mad for that. They was
Right.
like, you did, and it's all four of them? That's that to me, in my opinion, that's how you do build up when you haven't said anything for months. We didn't get a Mortal Kombat update since May. That was when Aftermath came out.
Right.
After Aftermath came out, we didn't hear anything about, we just kept getting different skins here,
Yeah,
different skins
I thought
there.
it was done.
And everybody was like, it's all done. He's like, no, I'm gonna come back. And then what do I give you? I give you the one that y'all been banging at my door every morning about Melina. First of all, somebody put up Remember the Key and Peele sketch with it was
Oh,
Barack
with the
Obama
president? Yeah.
covered in? Yeah.
And
So
he did one for Mortal Kombat.
they did one for Mortal Kombat with him being Ed Boon, and and everybody was shaking hands and put different Mortal Kombat characters in there. That joy had me dying. If you got to check that out on his
I
Twitter.
wish you could react to that. But
Yeah, I
like
wish I could react
I
because.
wish you could react to that.
Bruh, I was trying to see if I could pull it off of Twitter. I'm trying to see if I can pull that joint off because, or maybe if you know how to do it, because the one where he's about he's hugging the black lady like, come on, sister. It's Katana right there when the other girl tried to hug her and he moved the arm like,
It's
nice to
Melina.
meet you. That's the movie. I was dying. Joe, the whole thing was great. And if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, bruh, it's hilarious. And I was just like, even Ed Boon had to laugh at it. He said, "Yo, come on, stop doing that, though." So to bring her back and then to bring Rain back when everybody was upset that he was in missed in the game last year, he made everybody happy or surprised to make money. I'm sorry if you're going to wait 4 months, don't tell me nothing about Smash Brothers,
Right.
and then you say, okay, well, I'm about to bring in Steve could have been in this fighter pass.
Right.
But not when I missed 5 months of stuff and the Smash Bros. Community just went down because they couldn't stop touching kids.
Right.
And then you come out, and I'm like, okay, Minecraft's the biggest thing, but I'm just not that pumped for Steve.
Right.
That's just that's not the way. If it was Crash Bandicoot to celebrate Crash Bandicoot 4 coming out, to celebrate him hitting at it, people would have been hyped right now.
Right.
He broke the internet, it did break the internet, but it's like Crash would have been in there, and then they would have said, okay, this is our character. Come January, we got a new character. And then they said, this is going to be Steve from Minecraft. I don't mind it. It was a
Right.
shorter time span. And y'all let me know when the next character is going to be revealed. And y'all gave me somebody that I want. And to be honest with y'all, I don't care what nobody says, nobody was that hype for Byla or Min Min.
Right. At
So
all.
we got two back-to-back characters to the point it was just like, ugh.
It's sad. It's sad.
And this comes from somebody who learned to love Smash Brothers, but it's just that you came back and got two characters that people were just not uninterested in. When people seen Arms was the next character, it was like, Arms? I've seen people online say this.
It was like Anne.
It's like, oh, okay. And then it's like, which character? I'm like, Min Min, if you ain't played a game, I don't know who the hell she is.
Right. And Arms
The only
didn't
one.
go sell well. It's Arms
Arms.
technically was a flop.
It
On a lot of people's
did
radar.
kind of flop, and then Byleth. I'm not saying it's a bad character, but I, you know, it's just like when you got so many Fire Emblem characters in the game already,
Right.
it's just that it's like, damn, another one. This is before we even knew he was getting another DLC pass,
Right.
and I was just like, damn, another one,
That's how I
another.
felt.
That's how I
That's
felt. Even
exactly
when
how I
Hero
felt.
came in there, I was like, Hero from Dragon Age is fine,
Yeah.
but it's not because I didn't like heroes. It's because it's like somebody else with a sword.
Right.
That's just, you know, how I think NetherRealm does the good approach of bringing in stuff that people like. They know how to bring in characters that you didn't know you wanted until now.
Right. And Capcom is getting the news about that finally. With adding the DLC characters of, rival schools bringing that back, which I don't know who they talked to because they were like, okay, what?
See, Capcom is biased in some things because Capcom knows, like, this is what we're going to work on. They knew damn well they wasn't going to work on MVCI
Not at all.
like they should have. But Street Fighter V gets all the love. They may not work on
Nonstop.
certain other games, but you know Mega Man is going to get all the love. That's
Yep.
just how it is. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we got more characters coming out for Street Fighter V. Some that I'm like, I'm excited about, you know, my homegirl from Rival Schools and Dan, believe it or not.
I am very excited for it, right? That almost made me get the game.
You still download for free?
I did not. Because
Oh,
I
okay.
once I figured out it was the first edition, I was like, oh, I get nothing. I was like, oh, no wonder it's free. It should have been free to begin with.
It should be for, yeah. There you go. There you have it. So yeah, that. So I'm excited. You guys, Lord willing, we'll see you do some playing for Level Up. On the 17th. when it first comes out. I would love to do a live stream. Hopefully, maybe Swag can teach me. I don't like stepping on his live stream shoes,
Oh, no,
but
not the more the merrier.
I'm saying, but yeah, I just have a Mortal Kombat live stream of just, you know, checking out each character, because Ram was gonna be the first one I played with. People was like, I wasn't excited about RoboCop. I'm like, shit. For me, I was like, man, Fujin, y'all, you heard me talk about how much I wanted Fujin in this game. And honestly, I play a RoboCop more. You check my stats on the game.
I
I
hear you
do
talking.
RoboCop online, okay? And that's scary as it is. I do RoboCop online. For some reason, it's something about RoboCop I just like. Is he slow? Absolutely. But, you know, I found a way to juggle and stuff like that without just doing all kind of zoning type of things. Like, you gotta learn how to mix them up a little bit. And I've been enjoying RoboCop. Some people obviously feel differently, but I'm like, psh, I don't care. And you never know. I may enjoy Rain more than I enjoy Rambo, but I just know that I gotta do Rambo versus Arnold. I mean, come on. Everybody gotta do Rambo versus Terminator. It should be one of your first fights. You know, and then this is the game that brought that together for us. This is the game that brought us Alien versus Predator. This is the game that brought us Jason versus Leatherface. This is the game that brought us RoboCop versus Terminator. How can you be mad at that? This is the game that this is the studios that brought us the Ninja Turtles versus Batman.
Still, like, crazy how
it,
that
it, exactly. I mean, we got fucking Atrocitus versus Hellboy. Like, this is the game that did that. This is the studios that does this kind of stuff. This is the studios that brought us Kratos. People forgot about Kratos being a guest character in Mortal Kombat 9. Like, come on, people. No other fighting game is going to do that for you. And hopefully, after that tweet went out for Battle for the Grid, when they said, hey, would you guys like to see a Street Fighter in the Battle for the Grid roster? And it just blew up from there.
I hope they get a deal. I hope Capcom just if Capcom does
So,
not be stingy.
if they can get Ryu or Chun-Li in Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, are you serious?
That'll be insane.
You're not going to play? You mean tell me that without it being mobile, y'all, we can do Street Fighter versus Power. Stop it! Come on, man. Look, save all that bullshit for your mom, because you know damn well you want to play it by four. And I see people with well, just like me. Well, it'll be all right, but there's so many more Rangers people. They're not going to stop at Street Fighter. Like, well, this is the final. They know it's more Power Rangers to put in the game. But I'm saying, but for right now in the future, for them to even tease that idea. That's money in people's pockets right there. Do you know that there are people out there right now that still don't even know there's a Power Rangers fighting game out?
A lot of people.
And they're like, wait, what game is this? I'm like, bruh, you gotta check it out. And they be like, it's only how, especially the
The
physical comes
price.
out next week. The collector's edition physical come out next week. So that's going to even turn more hits because it's actually coming out in GameStop. It's not the limited run that only a certain store or you got to get online. This is coming out everywhere. Everywhere. So with them making this kind of money, this can help them be like, yo, we can put Ryu in the game and it will sell like crazy.
Yeah, it was like we got a dedicated fan base, so check us out.
Exactly. And it can sell, and Ryu's already in Legacy Wars. So why not put him in the console game? And they already saying, well, hey, you know, we're gonna be on PS5 too.
Oh, they said that
This one,
already?
yeah, this coming to PS5.
Okay, nice.
You know, I'm just like, guys, people, they do these guest characters because it sells a lot of fucking money.
Yes, it do.
It's okay, and it helps get ca if casuals can't get in by gameplay, they can get in by content. That's what I always think. Content brings people in, and you got to try to get the most coolest content you can. Just like you think, do you think Scorpina coming out in December is an accident?
Nope.
They
Not at all.
people to get that physical, make that money so they can come out there and get that DLC because they know they're going to want somebody like, because it is a Mighty Morphin character, which is from the original series. Mm-hmm. They got a face. Stop it. I'm sorry, one at low rate, but you can go ahead.
Oh, no, that was pretty much it. The next topic I was going to bring is going to be a small topic. It's going to be the PlayStation 4 games coming to PlayStation 5. We did touch on that. Mortal Kombat is doing that. And it was also a trailer this week of Ghost of Tsushima, their update, you know, talking about the multiplayer and the game being transferred to PS5 and having a new game plus. The trailer wasn't long. That's why I didn't really go into detail with it, because everything in that trailer I just said right now, and it's not too much to go deep on. So it's actually pretty easy. Now with disc games, all you need to do is sign into your existing account on PS5, insert the PS4 disc, go to the Game Hub, select the offer on Game Hub to review the upgradable offer, select download, and after the download is complete, you can play your PS5 digital game by inserting the PS4 disc. You just need to keep the disc in the system for that. Now with PS5, for the digital copies of PS4 games, all you have to do is sign into your PS5 account, find the PS5 game on the PlayStation Store by searching for it, select the upgrade offer on the Game Hub, select download, which is the game you already purchased, download that. After the download is complete, you can play your game on the PS5, which is excellent. I am very glad they did that. I know they've been hinting at it, and I was like, you guys just need to announce it, and I'm very glad that they did. So we could play all our digital content and our disc content on the PlayStation 5. I think that's a great way of going about it. So once you turn on your system, you got plenty of games to play. Especially if you had a PS4. Not only that, but you have the PlayStation Plus collection where you get to play all the other games previously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. It's amazing.
First of all, that's some great news. Not good, that's some great news.
Yeah. I'm very happy about that.
And I was too, but especially seeing these enhancements. Like I know you're not into basketball, but you have got to check out. I reacted to it, the NBA 2K21 next gen trailer.
Look, I can't knock the graphics of a 2K game. I can't knock it.
It's crazy. It's crazy good, bro. It's crazy good. Crazy. I'm just like, that's scary. And this was a gameplay trailer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whew. I gotta find a way to get a PS5. I really do. I mean, I hope the same can go for Madden, but
They gotta fix Snoop Dogg the way he was looking. Oh my god! So I'm very happy about this. That was pretty much the podcast. This was maybe the shortest podcast we had in a long while.
Well, that's fine with me.
I know, I'm okay with that. You know. but thank you for joining us on the podcast today, Mr. A&E. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me hosting the No Gimmicks in Wrestling podcast, which me and Prime plan on bringing back this weekend. I know it's been like every other week since we've been doing it. And like I said, wrestling news has been few and far between. And you get tired of talking about the same things and got fine stuff. But we're bringing back the podcast for you guys. I still do the Raw SmackDown reviews. And it's 31 Days of Halloween on Nerd Culture Studios. Check that out. And don't forget, we're doing 31 Days of Halloween on Level Up. We're just doing some Halloween-style games, Halloween stuff like that. So stay tuned. The Versus series for Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath with all the Halloween skins. We got Versus series coming up for that. I realize we don't have that much Arcade Tower gameplays. And I'm like,
we do not.
That's my fault. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to get these Arcade Towers.
Honestly, it's mostly been because the content coming out recently was far and few in between.
Fair. But, I mean, even though I know I could have still played, you know, a couple fighting games. 2K Battlegrounds, I played that game. It's coming up. I realized it was still on private on NC Studios, on Level Up. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do a part 2 and then part 3. Crash Bandicoot is coming. We got so much stuff that is coming, and we're busting our ass because we're trying to get the, I'm trying to stay on schedule for 31 Days of Halloween as well as get the stuff going. The gaming stuff for me is a little bit harder because I got so much other stuff to do for studios,
Right.
but stay tuned for all that great stuff. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at NC Place number 2B.
Right. Yes, you can find them him on I mean, we can find us on Nerd Coalition Studios. I'm more on the Level Up side. You'll see me more on there. I am streaming horror games all this month. I am considering Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm not gonna, it's gonna take a lot of heart. And
I think you
yeah.
should do that on the week of Halloween.
The week of Halloween. You know what? Fair. I'll do it then.
I think the week of Halloween
I'll do
would
it
be
then.
good.
Because I was going to do it on a Friday night because I might scream and I don't want my neighbors to be going wild on a work day. So that was my plan for it. The
Fair
next
enough.
game will most likely be The Order 1866, which is also a PS PS sorry, PlayStation exclusive, just like Until Dawn was. However, I never played that, just like Until Dawn. So this will be my chance to be like, okay, let me play the game I missed out on. And it has like a werewolf theme going on in that game. I do have the Evil Within pre-recorded. I may just post that because I forgot I had that on my computer. And I'm never playing that game again because no. That was like, okay, that I tapped out on that one. Also, there's a game called Little Nightmares, which is like Limbo that I wanted to check out. So, there's a lot of gaming content coming up. I totally, oh, Among Us. We do have a lot more Among Us. It took me a week and a half to edit this one Among Us video. That's why it took so long. How, and because I was playing by myself instead of playing with my friends, and that, you know, I switched up the editing style on that. But yes, thank you for all the support on the Among Us videos. I didn't expect all that traction, but hey, I'll take it where I can. So, thank you for watching those, and more is coming up on that end. And that's all I can think of at the moment, for Nerd Coalition Level Up. I may be playing Fall Guys as well because season 2 just came out. So yeah. But yes, make sure you subscribe to the channels Nerd Coalition Studios and Nerd Coalition Level Up for all your nerdgasm con or, sorry, nerd well yeah, nerdgasm is on there for all your nerdy content. Gaming, wrestling, movie, all that jazz. We have it there for you. Until then, thank you for joining Q Flow. If you're somewhere, take us out.
Bringing nerdgasm to your ears. Welcome to the show. We don't need any gimmicks, you already know. So sit back, relax, and hit the like button. Go and share with your friends and keep the likes coming. Swag on trivia and prompts top five. Either way, it's fun and you're hearing it live. Join with your host, Mr. A&E. Yeah, you know it's the place to be. It's NC.